So we have on the agenda the consent calendar. If you've read through it, is there anything you want to pull off and discuss more? And if not, then I'm ready for a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Mayor, I reviewed the consent calendar items, and I would like to make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second that motion.
Motion by Greg, seconded by Danielle. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number 2 and 3 were tabled last week. And after further discussion, we've got it in writing that we now are the owners of the snorkel lift.
The snorkel lift. Sean that calls it the scuba lift.
Yeah.
Snorkel lift.
And
the irrigation clocks are staying with them. Are they?
Okay.
Yes, they may get out. That's the deal. Didn't I forge you all?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's memorialized.
He liked the fact that the parking isn't totally spelled out in the agreement until we know when that city property sells and is going to go in there. Then it gives us leverage to go back and really make the parking agreement stick.
So that feels like a good thing instead of the ambiguity.
Yes.
And in exchange for that, they have agreed that we get a say in what other uses they put in there. So, for example, let's say at some point one of the things in there goes away that might currently be in there besides the convention center, and the Huntsman Senior Games want to come in. If we feel like that's a good fit for convention tourism, then we get to have a say in that as well. And if we feel like it's not, then that could be considered a disposition that requires a sell and then to pay us out. So they get some say in what we put across the street. We get some say in what they put in the building.
So how does that?
So it's all inclusive now. The way I understand it too is we said the whole building, not just parts
yeah.
of it.
Right. Yes. It's the entire.
Yeah.
My other question that I'm curious about is, so this random piece of property in Kane County,
yes.
How do we initiate just getting rid of that? Can we initiate that? Is there any reason why we're holding on to that?
I think that that's a discussion that the city and the county could have after we get this done, because we'll be joint owners of that property.
Okay.
Instead of being in the WICA board.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is the property that's currently in the WICA, interlocal, the parcels on which the Dixie Center sits will go to the county, but we'll have that secured interest, the contract lien for our 38% in there if there's ever a disposition or a sell. And then the restaurant pads that are out in front will be 50-50 owned by us, so that if we decide to sell it, we get 50% out of them. The Legacy Park property that's out by the fairgrounds go to the counties, and then the two vacant parcels in Kane County and Washington County are 62-38 split. So I think we could initiate those, but what I understand is they're not very valuable.
Right, so, but it's just so odd.
I think, get rid of it.
Yeah,
they were probably donated as part of the initial package that was pulled together.
Okay.
So then the city employees, the other things that are in their city employees at the Dixie Center would transfer to the county on January 1st. The city would pay out their PTO and a portion of the sick leave to them on December 31st. I know a lot of them are already, you know, they've already started filling out their paperwork for the new benefits and the programs over at the county.
Their calendar year is a calendar year.
Yeah, their benefits start in January, so I know that they've already been meeting with them and filling those out.
Tony, do you know how many employees are there?
I think there's 8.
Okay. Yeah. I was curious about that.
Yeah, I think there's 8 employees that were just solely city employees.
Okay.
Now, if they were combined city Dixie Center, then they're going to stay with us.
Oh.
So, like Carlos and other people.
Yeah, Cameron.
Cameron. They'll stay with us. But if they were solely Dixie Center, they're going to the county.
Got it.
And
okay.
I don't know if you were at that meeting, or it was just John and I, but they did express their gratitude to how good the city is to work for, and they may miss us, but they were grateful for the way we've handled the transfer with the employees.
The other thing that's in the agreement is that we're in the process right now of doing a commercial appraisal of the property so that we can establish what the 62.38% is. And then in the future, at the time of sell or disposition, there'll be another appraisal that will determine what the increased value of the city's 38% is.
Can we just make it 60-40?
I think so.
If you want to try to do that now.
Yeah.
And just to clarify, if the amendment and the amendment, so we have to amend the old interlocal to have it end December 31st, because right now it ends in 2027. So part of what you'll do, the first motion will be to amend that interlocal. The second one will be for the agreement. If these don't pass, then the current WICA interlocal stays in force till 2027, and then we'll have to figure out what happens then, because the interlocal is not clear about how the assets would be dispersed, which may mean going to court and having to figure out how to judicially partition them.
We don't likely know how that's going to turn out.
No.
Likely.
I feel like they're, you know, I appreciate that they, you know, gave us basically everything that we asked for except for that final end date, which we probably wouldn't get anyway. And so, yeah.
I feel like this agreement encompasses what everyone in those meetings were verbally, the council and the commission mm-hmm. were verbally agreeing to.
Yeah.
So,
we're still getting the benefit of
they didn't get everything they wanted. We don't get everything we want. So, if that's what you want, then vote on this. If that's not what you want, you know, then you'll have to figure out where to go from there.
Go ahead, Greg.
Do we feel like the ambiguities that were in the contract before have been kind of addressed to where, you know, if anything comes up in the future, it's everything's kind of addressed to where we're not going to get hurt?
Like, give me an example.
Well, I guess the one was the parking ambiguity, just the easements, but apparently that's a good thing. I mean, I read it. It sounds like we're giving a full cross-easement access right now, and that's...
Yes, so initially they wanted to give us 50 parking stalls. So now it will be the complete property, mm-hmm. and they'll get complete access to our property. So whoever we sell it to, you know, whatever we do with that property, the parking will be 100%.
Yeah, which is good.
Cross.
Yeah,
that's good.
And then each party will also be able to have priority. So let's say there's an event going on and you need your whole parking lot, like the city's needs that whole space for their site, we can give notice to the Dixie Center that they can't use it, the parking for that day, and vice versa.
Okay.
And then we'll still get free municipal and hosted use as a city there. The only thing that we'll have to pay for is any outside vendors that the county has to pay for. So we get it on the same
person.
We get it on the same basis that the county. So if the county's paying for the AV or the caterers, then that's what we pay for. Mm-hmm. They're not getting a better benefit.
And that's unlimited? I mean, it's not spelled out there. It's just so anything that we do.
Hosted uses, they are defined in there. So.
But if we sponsor anything that we sponsor, is good to go.
Mm-hmm.
If the city's the host.
Yeah. So the municipal use is, you know, if it's like a city, actually city event, like the mayor's state of the city, the
marathon,
things like that, and then hosted would be like. If we had the League of Cities and Towns or something like that down here, then they can get some use to as well with that. And then other types of uses, we would get it at the same as anybody else. And they have to give us 45 days notice if they need to bump us for like a big convention or something like that. And the only one that can't be bumped is the St. George Marathon.
What about the back building on, like, the UDOT stuff? Was there something with that, like, when they were going to bill us for things that happened this year? The transportation?
On the expo?
No, that would be in part of the city free use.
Okay.
Yeah. So the only thing that Cameron's going to have to pay on that is like the AV or...
Which we have to pay even now, right?
Yeah.
But we won't have to pay for the rent.
It feels like everybody should pay their portion because it serves the county.
Well, and that's why we said the same things that the county pays when they use it, we'll pay for.
But I think it's a county transportation thing. It's not just a St. George City thing.
Well, it is St. George City. It actually, we had a debate about this because, well, it's a long story, but it is St. George City's. At least we control it. But I think they have, the MPO usually pays most of it.
Well, I think so.
Yeah. So then the whole county's helping pay for it. Yeah, they charge. So everybody pays their own booth fees. So, like, each vendor. So the only people who get to be in the Transportation Expo for free is the city and the county. Everybody else pays booth fees. So.
Okay. Other questions? If not, does somebody want to make a motion?
So the first one would be on the amendment.
I'll make a motion, Mayor, that we amend Amendment Number 1 to the Interlocal Cooperative Agreement between Washington County and the City of St. George, creating the Washington County Interlocal Agreement, WICA, for purposes of dissolving the WICA and distributing the assets among the parties under a separate agreement.
Second.
Motion by Danielle, seconded by Michelle. All in favor, starting with Danielle.
Danielle Larkin, aye.
Greg MacArthur, aye.
Michelle Tanner, aye.
Natalie Norton-Marson, aye.
Jimmy Hughes, aye.
And then the approval of the agreement, item number 3.
I'll do it unless somebody else has a desire. approval, let's see. Motion to approve an agreement between Washington County, St. George City, and the Washington County St. George Interlocal Agency to wind up the Washington County St. George Interlocal Agency, along with the associated memorandum of agreement and notice of contractual lien to be recorded on the Dixie Center property, securing the city's 38% interest and cross access and parking easement.
Second.
Motion by Danielle, seconded by Michelle. All in favor, starting with Danielle.
Danielle Larkin, aye.
Michelle
Tanner, aye.
Jimmy Hughes, aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Now I just need a motion to adjourn from our regular city council meeting from city council.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Greg. Second. Motion by Danielle. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.